everybody, welcome to episode 82.
82.
82.
Game Over Nation. I am your host, Javi Rodriguez. With me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
I'm Ryan De La Rosa, and I just swallowed something down the wrong way. Oh. I'm okay.
With us also is Dylan Roush.
Hello.
And Gabe Feldman.
There's nothing really special about the number 82, so I can't think of anything.
Ocho Doso.
82 Schmady-2, am I right?
No, man.
Alright.
So, this week,
talk. Yeah.
We're discussing the Oculus Rift, because it's back in the news again. It's been kind of in and out, with, like, more support and more people. Like, this is the greatest thing ever. Today, Valve officially said that Team Fortress 2 is the first official a game for Oculus Rift, the first like official supporting for it. And Valve has been kind of backing these guys for a long time, along with Epic and some other folks. Like some apparently, I don't know what Unity is, but that's apparently a developer backing them. Yeah, so, like, Oculus Rift is just, like, this huge hype machine for changing how you look and play at games. And, frankly, I'm tired of people trying to change how I play games instead of just focusing on making better ones. But with all, like, the big-name support of this thing, it kind of makes me think maybe I should stop being such a curmudgeon.
You gotta get down with that head waggle, Gabe. That's what we got. We got the head waggle.
Yeah, the thing looks like a modern-day virtual boy.
Yeah, I guess if people don't know what the Oculus Rift is, it's the new virtual reality headset development kit thing that the company of the same name is working on. And it's like this brand new thing. It's a really young company. Like, completely unproven, but they had this little Kickstarter, and it raised $2.4 million of their $250,000 goal. So, like, apparently this thing's got a whole bunch of community support, too.
Cool!
But I don't... All I'm, like, seeing from, like, games, like, there's Team Fortress 2, Mirror's Edge... and some other, I think Crysis was on like a test unit, but I don't really get how like head waggle is gonna work when you can also control like the camera with your mouse or with a controller. Like, I don't really get how they're gonna coexist. I don't really see the point in head waggle.
But I could see, especially if it has some of the type of stuff that like Google Glass can do. Maybe it has some of the same thing, like being able to like look at a HUD and select things and change weapons, like with your eyes. Like that would be kind of cool. I know that I had heard like a lot of people talking about how it would, you know, be cool to see with like MechWarrior Online or something, like just being able to look around, not necessarily move your mech, but move your eyes, look around as if you're actually sitting in the cockpit, without actually moving. The mech around. with stuff like that I could see being kind of cool. Same with, like, flight simulators.
So, like, for things like racing games and those sort of, like, simulations I get, so you can, like, look around the cockpit, but I just don't understand how it could, like, coexist with, like, a Twitch shooter like TF2.
Life finds a way, Gabe.
Insert Dylan laughing like Jeff Goldblum here. Which he didn't
Gabe,
do.
I've decided not to endorse your joke.
You're not going to kickstart my joke?
Nope.
Spared no expense.
But, so what do you guys think about the Oculus Rift? Are you excited for it?
Not really. I mean, it will, I guess...
I'll try it out. And
yeah, like on,
I hear it's
on the
cool,
surface, but... it just looks like one of those silly arcade things where you just strap something onto your head and then turn around and look like a fool.
Or a jackass.
Well, it's like, for me, I feel like virtual reality hasn't really caught on for a few reasons.
No one's done it right.
And, yeah. I don't want to say these guys like aren't going to do it right. Like what Ryan said, if you can like have that sort of HUD control, I have no idea if they're aiming for that, but if you can like really make it something more than just having TVs strapped onto your face, then it could be interesting. I don't see it having like a crazy mass market appeal because it looks like a brick on your head, but Yeah, I mean,
I guess however it looks is dumb enough.
What intrigues me is, like, a lot of the stories about it are people just being blown away by what they see. And it's, like, not even the final unit. And I don't know if that's just people being insanely optimistic about this thing or what. Because I just can't get behind virtual reality. Like, just different ways of playing games. I don't want that. I just want good games.
No. Like,
no one complained about the controller.
But I think also having as many tools to make those games, as many options, mm-hmm. is also helpful, which is kind of what this is. It's another way. Like, so long as people aren't trying to, like, shoehorn it into things that are dumb, like, that don't need mm-hmm. it, like, use it where it's appropriate. That's kind of the problem that a lot of things have run into, like with motion control and whatnot, is people doing it wrong because it wasn't necessary. They're doing it like because they felt like they had to, especially with the Wii. It's like, well, the Wii does this thing and this is its thing, so we have to make sure that every game utilizes it. Mm-hmm. And that.
Well, if I'm gonna buy that thing, it better work with everything.
Yeah, the Move didn't do shit.
Yeah, but
yeah, hopefully
would you
it's
really...
the opposite of the Move, where you buy it and you actually use it with the.
In a perfect world, like this thing could just plug into every game, and then like the camera will still move within a 3D space where it's supposed to, and like when you're looking at the TV, it'll always be looking where it would have been if you didn't have the peripheral, but you can always turn your head and look around,
you know, like have it
outside of the space.
Break a plane.
Like, that's the perfect way to do this. Yeah, so, like, I mean, even, like, in a game where you wouldn't need this thing, but it would be neat, like, something like Mario Galaxy, where the camera's always, like, set, or even God of War, where the mm-hmm. camera is on rails. If you can look around, that'd be neat, too. But that would also make development a lot harder, because you can't hide anything.
Yeah, I don't know how well this thing would work with something like a third-person game. So, like, you mentioned Mario Galaxy, and that just kind of, I don't know, like, just feels weird to me. So, in some games where you, like, move your head, you're gonna have that head tracking or eyeball tracking. But in something with a fixed camera, like God of War, you can, like, do that all you want and, like, expect some sort of movement, but not get it. And then it's just gonna cause, like, muscle tension. Or at least it does for me.
You know, I just thought of a good use for that thing. Mm. Like, if I'm at home playing Final Fantasy X and that laughing scene comes on, no one else has to see it. Or if I'm playing one of my porno video games.
One of those.
Yes. You got a lot of those laying around?
No. There's actually, like, a company working... like, with the Oculus Rift to make porn.
Do you
games.
See? Brilliant.
Why wouldn't I?
Brilliant.
It pays for itself.
You hear stories like this every now and then. Like, there was the sex box, like, 4 years ago or something. And nothing ever happens.
I thought the sex box was just the dumb name they gave to the Xbox when they found out you could look at porn on it.
No, that's what they named it when they found out there was sex in Mass Effect.
Oh, okay.
That was Fox News' tagline. Sex box, question mark?
Indeed.
Really? That was actually
some
it.
Hot blue yeah. alien side boob.
I'm sure there was some some peripherals you could buy.
Yeah, I don't know. The porn thing won't happen.
Are you sure, Gabe?
No one pays for porn, Dylan.
Are you sure, Gabe?
If you are.
No one pays for porn.
No one plays for porn. Dude, there was that, there was apparently, like, some, like, company that makes, like, sex dolls, and they made some new model, and they were auctioning off a chance to, like, have sex with it for the first time. Like,
be the first one.
It was up over $100,000.
Dude, what the fuck?
Yeah, it was in, this is all going down in Brazil somewhere.
We could have, like, cured cancer with that money.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
Yeah, that was funny because I heard it on the podcast, and the guy who was reading the article about it was like, all right, I want everyone to guess what the auction is up to. One guy said, like, $8,000. The other guy said, like, $4,000. The other said, like, $5,000. And he's like, $105,000. They were like, holy shit. Yeah.
Like, whatever.
So apparently somebody pays for porn.
Man,
there's that one guy that's stimulating the entire
This had one bid. It was $105,000. He just said, fuck it. Scorched earth policy. I'm making sure I get this.
That is just... I don't know what to say about that. I mean, a hooker is so much cheaper. I know.
But Dylan, it's the first time...
Yeah, this is a virgin sex bot. Sex doll thing.
It's gonna remember you forever.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
It always remembers its first.
So wait, my question is, okay, you pay for the first chance to fuck the doll. Are they letting other people fuck it afterwards?
I really hope not. I hope you get to keep it. Like, that would just be the worst. It also came with a night at an hourly motel.
So you could take out.
Yeah, it's a date. It's a real thing. It's a real ordeal.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Driving around town with my real sex doll.
This is just Lars and the real girl all over again. How you get through
the HOV lane. Your sex doll in the passenger seat.
Don't worry, officer. This is just my sex doll. We're in the carpool lane.
Oh, wait, guys. Breaking news. Valve has made a TF2 hat for the Oculus Rift development kit.
Man, I bet you would have never seen that coming.
And it's literally just an Oculus Rift.
Gabe, you better buy it now because that hat's going to be expensive as fuck to trade.
Well, the development kit is $350.
Ah, fuck. Oh, never mind.
Remember all those weeks in a row? How we've talked about how poor I am.
Yeah.
It's still the same this week.
Oh, no.
But, I like seeing those big-name people getting all excited about this. Like, people who you'd think might be jaded in this game industry. Like, Cliff Bleszinski is, like, one of the biggest supporters for the Oculus Rift. Like, he defends it at, like, every interview, every, like, discussion he has, like, he's real excited for this thing. But, like, in the past, when people try to change the way we've played games, it, unless you're the Wii and Wii Sports, it hasn't really worked all too well.
Yeah, because so, normally it doesn't work out too well.
Wait, what?
Well, yes.
Wait, what? What? I missed that.
It doesn't normally work out too well.
What doesn't? That's what I missed.
trying to make new, like, ways to play games.
You remember all those peripherals Nintendo released for the NES?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Ryan there's remembers.
There's some fuck-awful ones.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's a big sh...
Because, like, at the end of the day, what's familiar and what is most efficient is just, like... standard setup that's worked.
Oh,
for,
and that and what's
like,
worked.
Almost 40.
I mean, look
years
at those. Or 30 look at those Mad Catz controllers. Half the time, they can't even get the tried and true design right. Good lord. Or that awful Resident Evil 4 controller that was a chainsaw. Or the Onimusha sword controller. Oh, man. There's a lot of shit. Hopefully this isn't another shit to pile on top of the rest of the shit.
For me, this thing, I mean, maybe I'll try it out at, like, PAX in August. But they have to make it not look stupid, which is going to be really hard. I don't think they'll be able to do that. And it has to really, like, augment how you look and interact with games. Like, when you start seeing things designed specifically for it instead of just, like, simple ports, then, like, that's when you'll start. Like, that's when I think I'll really show interest in it, or, like, a genuine interest instead of just kind of, like, peeking in at it, peeking, like, back in every now and then.
Oh, man. I really hope Deus Ex is playable with it, because then that could be, like, my vision. It's augmented. And it would actually mean something.
See, like, when I see something like this, I think of this controller called the Novant Falcon. I don't know if you guys ever heard of it. It was this thing for PC, and it was supported by Half-Life 2 and Half-Life 2. It was that and then, like, tech demos. And it was, like, this, like, weird ball control thing. I'll put a video of it here, or you can look it up later. But, like, that's sort of, like, attempt at augmenting a game experience just failing. That's just what I see when I think about when I hear Oculus.
Well, Portal 2 has now, a controller don't... made for it. Yeah, check out the Portal 2 store on the Steam page. Mm-hmm. They have it at the bottom. It's pretty cool looking, but again,
what about it is unique to Portal?
Yeah, you'd have to, I don't remember. You have to look at it.
It's an Xbox 360 controller with Portal painted on it.
Off the top of my head, I can't think of it.
I just told you.
Yeah, you got the answer. But yeah, like I want to see this thing be amazing. Like, the idea of head tracking could be really cool. Just that Google Glass-esque integration could be really fun. Like, if you're playing, like, an RTS or, like, an adventure game, that sort of eye tracking could be really, like, just really effective. But until you start seeing that sort of, like, mass support for this new peripheral, I don't know if you can really jump on board just yet. But that's just me.
Yeah.
Neato!
Javi, what do you want from the good old Oculus?
I want nothing. Not interested.
Not interested.
Mm-mm.
Well, oh. Somebody's a negative Nelly.
Is it a negative
These guys
Nancy?
Are trying, man. I'm trying to change. I'm trying to change the way you think about games and
video games.
It's cool seeing
video games.
You know, guys come out of nowhere and doing something cool. And it seems like they got a lot of support.
But it's not for you.
As of right now, like, there's nothing there for me. But that can always change.
Ain't nothing but hoes and tricks. Well, that's all I got to say about the Oculus.
I didn't have anything anyway.
I think I said my piece.
Did Ryan say anything?
Yeah, I was talking about some of the Google Glass type stuff and just cockpit modes in general would be kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. What if it's like the Iron Man HUD? So, like, you have your video game in front of you. But you can look at your Twitter feed on the right, and like, if you just look to your right, there's just right and left and up and down. You can just, like, set all these apps.
Well, then it just doesn't even have to. Fuck it. It's not even games anymore. You don't even need to be playing a game. You just have that on all the time.
No,
just
exactly.
Put a webcam on the front of it, have it stream, and you just walk around the streets with that faster.
I mean, if you think about it, yeah, this could replace your monitor. You just have a mouse and keyboard in your lap or whatever, and you're just looking at all your shit. And you don't even need multiple monitors anymore. Now you just have your multiple monitors. Basically, you just look further to your right, further to
your
left.
You just have your multiple eyeballs.
Somebody just tweeted, or just responded on Facebook, under anyone excited for the Oculus Rift, In a dream world, this is Alex Rakowicz? Rakowski. Rakowski. Yeah. In a dream world where it would come out and be affordable, yes. In real life, no. I don't think this is going to be... I can't imagine this being super expensive.
Well, the dev kits are $350.
So it's definitely going to be cheaper than that.
Yeah, $300. So the regular one, I would imagine, would be under $200.
My guess would be around $100 to $150.
The research and development that goes into this is going to be what's expensive. The materials that they're using are probably not very expensive. It's probably pretty cheap.
Yeah,
like I said, Ryan, I'm guessing $100 to $150.
Yeah. I don't think this is going to be crazy expensive.
And, if you think about that price, think about, or a $800 TV.
Yeah.
I guess. All right. So, let's move on to John Rigatoni resigning from EA. And by John Rigatoni, I mean John Riccitiello.
Johnny Spaghetti.
Yes.
Jimmy Ravioli.
And
would you like some Riccitiello?
So, Mr. John Spagnoli.
Is that more pasta? Jesus.
John Boyardee resigned from EA today. citing that his decision is based on his accountability for the shortcomings in the financial results this year. And with the standards that EA is holding themselves to, and I don't know if standards is the right word, but the needs they make themselves have.
If I remember right, their stock reports, they were at a loss every quarter this year.
Mm-hmm. Well, EA never has... There's never anything good you hear about them. Never do you see EA in the title of a story and you think, oh, this is going to be fun to read. No, it's usually just going to be frustration and stupid. But the stockholders have the control that they do over at EA, there's a whole lot of pressure. Everyone always seems frightened.
Yeah.
And this sort of thing.
That kind of thing happens a lot of big companies.
Sounds pleasant.
Sounds super awesome. I imagine people in positions like Riccitiello,
Rigatoni.
They probably have the most pressure. I'm sure day-to-day employees. I mean, yeah, there's always the thought of layoffs or whatever, but I doubt they feel that same just ridiculous amount of pressure as the guys in those CEO and vice president, president spots. But
they're going to have public embarrassment.
Yeah.
And the entire industry making fun of you on Twitter.
Yeah.
And
not even for your pasta last
name. And us calling you Johnny Rice-a-roni.
Yes.
But it's you look at the last year of EA and it's been Mass Effect 3's controversy, Origin, Battlefield 3 getting all this DLC that everyone gets all up in arms about, and the now SimCity, where it's been found out that if you just remove two lines of code in the game, you can play it offline.
And according to Gabe, their biggest fault, not releasing Mirror's Edge 2.
Yeah, I mean, if they're really going to have financial issues, I don't have a lot of money. I haven't given them money in a while, and they really could use all the money they could get. So if they want my money, they give me something like Mirror's Edge 2. And by something like Mirror's Edge 2, I mean Mirror's Edge 2. And then I'll finally give them
that. $60 will finance the whole project.
Yep. Hey, it'd buy Rigatoello a nice dinner.
An okay dinner.
Yeah.
He's getting raviolis.
It could get every stockholder a can of Chef Boyardee.
Really fancy ravioli.
He's getting beefaroni. And extra sauce costs extra. Oh, wait. What? You want a fork with that spaghetti? No, you gotta pay the DLC. I mean, yeah.
other monologue. They can't all be winners.
No, that one was a winner. Nope. You know what's nailed it. Not a winner? Mirror's Edge 2.
Nope. Not yet. Everyone loves an underdog.
That yeah, they do when it exists.
Overcat.
An overcat. John Rigatoni was an overcat, but now he's just a mirror's edge, I guess.
I don't know what is happening right now.
Yeah, I don't really know. We're all tired.
I'm not. Yeah. You guys are just energyless buffoons.
Uh-huh.
Well, I kind of lost all motivation after I just softballed in that Jeff Goldblum reference, and you didn't even do anything with
somebody
it.
Somebody else agrees with us on that Oculus Rift price. Somebody else commented, good news, Alex, according to Chris Ostertag, formerly of IGN and good friend of the show, the Rift is going to retail for $150 to $200, which is definitely affordable. I, for one, am extremely excited about it. I just hope enough games support it. And this is from someone named Of Mixed Descent. I don't know what that means, but all right. But yeah, so...
Justin Doss said, nope, next question.
Will you give me money?
Is my next question.
You just want money?
Will you buy me Chef Boyardee?
Sure. Well, I'll get you some of the
hey,
boy.
Hey, Gabe.
Boyard.
Gabe, when you're living in Seattle yes. and I'm there, you can clean my car and I'll buy you a 24 pack of Chef Boyardee.
They come in 24 packs? I'll get you a keg of Chef Boyardee for the weekend.
Or some
a rack of Chef Boyardee.
Everyone's doing keg stands on that ravioli train.
Oh god, that sounds disgusting. Fuck.
Okay, on that note, I think we should stop and move out of this podcast before it gets any more disgusting.
Yeah, I guess it's
we've
a
talked
short
about
one this
sex
week,
dolls, yeah. Raviolis.
Ravioli yeah, you got it. You got packs. a lot of like stuff per minute. Like the rate is high. You got a lot yeah. out of this.
You thought you'd just get the Oculus Rift in this? No,
no, no, no.
No, this is the deluxe
yeah.
edition.
You got
it's so dense.
Yeah. Dense with
every single
dense
minute
with
has so
meat
much
filled,
going on.
There. Dense with meat-filled pasta. That's what it is. all right. So who's here?
No, is it Johnny?
Is someone here?
Housekeeping.
Oh hey, it's Lori in her chef's hat.
Hey, she can cook some rigatoni for Johnny. Rigatoni. Or Gabe yes. because he's poor.
The stove's on.
So, if you want to find us, and after this episode, I can't imagine why you would, you can come on over to GameOverNation.com. You can find us also on YouTube at YouTube.com/Game0VERNation. That is the number zero, not don't write out zero, just because some jackass has Game Over Nation on YouTube. Anyway, our Twitter is at Game Over Nation. Facebook, facebook.com/GameOverNation. Individually on Twitter, I am at Airstrike Rhino. Javi is at HaviG0N. Gabe is at RabbitWombat9. And Dylan is at Dilanosaurus.
Yes.
I assume.
It's going to be Dylan Rigatoni.
It's about to change.
Yeah, no, mine's gonna be rapid.
Oh, amazing!
It's Few Silly Jerry. Why Few Silly? Because you're silly.
Ryan Della Ramen Noodle? No.
But anyway, so Javi, let's get out of here.
Yeah, that's the end of the episode. Thank you for listening. We'll catch you guys next week.
Bye-bye.
Next week. Oh, that was weird. All right.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.